So just let me invite you to put everything down and just to sit back comfortably in your chair. And you can either close your eyes or just gaze downward. Meister Eckhart said, "God only asks that you get out of God's way and let God be God in you." So begin with your breath, inviting each inhale nice and deep into the abdomen, allowing each exhale to release. And this exercise will be an opportunity for you to connect with your inner critic. All our managers work hard, and they're really our best friends. They're trying to protect us. So as you begin to hone in on this inner critic to get to know it a little better, begin to cultivate your curiosity. Begin to see through the eyes of Christ, who meets us right where we are. And know that whatever happens or doesn't happen during this exercise is okay. As you begin to connect with the inner critic, notice if there's any other parts of you jumping in. Parts that carry some concern about getting to know this part, or hesitation, or a part that might have an agenda to try and get rid of it. Just acknowledge them and ask them to step back, perhaps behind a glass wall, to allow you this space for a few moments to do this exercise, just to get to know this inner critic. Because if we can get to know the inner critic, we might be able to help it ease back too. And let the other parts know they're welcome to watch, just giving you the space so that you can simply breathe and follow my voice. Connect back with that inner critic. Notice, what are you feeling? Where do you feel it, in or around your body? What physical sensations do you experience? Direct your attention towards how you experience this part in your body. Just focus on it. See what you notice. Stay with it and see what else you notice about it. Is there an image that's coming into your mind's eye? Notice how you feel towards this inner critic. Again, if there's a part wanting to get rid of it, acknowledge it and let it know that you might be able to help it from being so harsh. If you can get to know it and ask it to step back and see if you can reconnect with your curiosity for the inner critic. And ask it what it would like to tell you or show you about itself. Ask it how it's trying to help you. Ask it how long it's been helping you and where it first learned to help you by being critical. Is there a memory or something else that it's showing you? How old does it think you are? And what part of you is it protecting? Ask the critic what it's afraid would happen if it stopped doing its job and wasn't so critical with you. Ask it, is there anything else it would like you to know about it? Extend your curiosity and compassion towards it. And ask it if it likes its job or does it just feel like it has to do it? Is there any change in role it would like? And if it doesn't believe that's possible or isn't ready for anything like that, that's okay. Let it know you're not going to force it to do anything it is not okay with. Connect back with your breath. Express your appreciation to the part for allowing you this opportunity to get to know it. And if you'd like, you can make an intention to revisit it, to get to know it a little more.